first or?
Whichever you prefer, really. It's on now. I mean, what, you married into the Franklin
That's
family,
right,
so
in 1950.
Yes.
And Alice was not really on speaking terms with her brother Ellis Franklin, who was her youngest brother, and who was the most successful in the family. He was a banker, and he had five children. And he was rather conservative. She was very left and forward-looking, and he was, she thought, very old-fashioned and stuffy. But he, I think, had the purse strings over her in a way that she disliked. I mean, the will, as far as I know, was that the sons inherited the bulk of the money, shares in the bank, and the brothers between them supported Alice. This was sort of an obligation upon them, and I'm sure they did the right thing, but she had no, she hadn't been trained to support herself. And her younger sister, Helen, Mamie, as she was called in the family, had been sent to college, to Bedford College. And she married Norman Bentwich, Mamie did, and therefore didn't have to earn her living, but was enabled to earn her living, should she have wanted to. There was a great tradition that women, in any case, didn't earn their living, that they did voluntary work, and you were wrong to take away a job from a man
yes.
with a family to support.
Yes, that was quite a widespread thing.
Yes, I mean, my father-in-law even felt that with me when I wanted to work, which I that this was quite wrong.
Mm.
So he was a bit old-fashioned, and I don't quite know all the ins and outs of it, but the fact was they were hardly on speaking terms. But she did come to our wedding, and she was very kind and welcoming into the family, but she avoided coming to the Franklin house. She hated all the Jewish aspects of it. I mean, the sort of get-togethers, the Friday evenings, Passover, she wouldn't come to those. But we went to her flat in Elm Park Terrace, or something. Colin will remember exactly.
Yes, in St. John's Wood somewhere.
No, no, Drayton, in Southwest.
Oh.
Rather gloomy to my eye, mansion flats after the war, I mean, hadn't been redecorated, and round the lift staircase, the flat sort of went right round the lift.
I see, yes, yes.
And she'd done very beautiful chair covers, I think. She was good at that. And she had a nice collection of samplers, which she then left to one of the nieces. She left what she did have, she left all only to women in the family. To Jennifer and to Ursula.
So she was living on her own in
well, with Gertrude Hawkins.
Oh, I see. You mean they were living together?
Oh, they were living together. Oh, yes, absolutely, in 1950. I mean,
were they really? I hadn't realised it went on so long.
Oh, gosh, yes, it went on till the end of Alice's life.
I see. So in a way...
She was a heavy smoker, and she always had a cigarette dripping out of her mouth, which, and the smoke going up, and her hair was sort of yellow at the where the smoke... And she was sort of deliberately unattractive in a way, and with very deep voice. When she rang up once or twice, I thought it was a man. But always extremely kind, good-humoured, and interested in us.
You are the daughter-in-law of Ellis, Franklin.
That's right, yes.
Franklin, yes,
that's
I
right.
see.
And of those three, he had three daughters-in-law. I should say I was the nearest to what she approved of because I was a university graduate and sort of was interested in the Fawcett Library, went to see it with her several times. I was involved in it. Oh, hello, Colin.
That's very interesting. You've really...
It's on now.
All right. And we can be as indiscreet as we like.
Oh,
can't
yes.
We? That's
well, I mean, I can switch it off if you want.
No, we can be as indiscreet as we like, as long as it won't go into print or something without having a look at it. I think that Alice, of course, didn't have any income apart from what she was left by my grandfather.
It was administered through Keyser.
And, well, maybe. And then that probably it was helped out by family, by my papa. I should think they added to it because over the years it became worth rather little. I mean, it's not very important, that is it? I mean, I just remember.
No, I just said when I entered the family, they were hardly on speaking terms from Alice's side.
It was nothing to do with finance.
Well, I felt she sort of resented, not that was not the main thing, but that I felt she also resented that somehow she was dependent.
It certainly makes something worse, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't agree with what Charles is saying about that. I think that Alice had all sorts of resentments through being a very independent-minded spinster. I don't think it had to do with being dependent on my family. I think that she had a very bad relationship with her father. She didn't like him and his Jewish banker kind of background, which was my family background and hers. And I think she resented when my grandmother died in 1935. She was expected in those days to give up her working life, whatever it was, a good deal, and live at her father's house and be, yes, you know, be the dutiful daughter. And I think she greatly resented that. And I don't think she carried it off very gracefully. And I think it was quite clear she resented it. And I would think that's... but my father was always very fond of her. I think that she, again, saw his father in him. You know, he was the same kind of bourgeois banker and with money standards to some extent and private charities. And I think she didn't... Although she, of course, the private charity side was hers too, really.
But I think you said on the phone to me, actually, Mrs. Franklin, that she would have liked to have been independent for sort of feminist reasons.
Yes, I mean, she always, Colin, was very, very humble that she hadn't been to university, and therefore at the Fawcett Library she would only do the very most menial sort of work. That there were professional women who had qualifications who did the more important work.
Yeah.
And I think she was very aware that she couldn't earn her own living. I felt that.
It's interesting, because one or two people said to me, you see, in the Townsman's Guild, that she could have done a lot more than she set out to do, in the sense that she didn't take the honorific posts, so to speak. She liked to be more behind the scenes all the time, that she didn't... I mean, she was very energetic and all that, but not in search of personal prestige. At least that's what people told me.
I don't think she was in search of personal prestige. I think to some extent she was superior to that. I think she was... it wouldn't have worried her. She didn't grow up in a prestige age, you know. I don't think they thought of that so much. She never tried to be public.
But she did get the OBE.
She was given the OBE, but I don't think you get that through having a good bash at it. I think that just arrived.
Well, in those days, perhaps.
Yes.
But it's quite clear she was a real dynamo or powerhouse in the Townsman's Guilds from about 1932 till about 1944, when they had that dispute or disagreement, whatever it was. But what sort of person was she? Was she a very energetic person, very dynamic? I mean, does that fit with your recollection of her as being a sort of very energetic, very driving sort of person? Because that's what she seems to have been.
I think she was direct and no nonsense. There was a quality in the women of my family which was a kind of amusingly, if I remember it, my sister had it too, who died, a scientist sister, Rosalind Franklin. An absolutely independent, and independent of other people, and independent of convention kind of attitude, which is rather admirable now when it's much less common and when people conform more. They're very non-conformist, I think. Mm. Alice's sister, Helen Bentwich, Mamie, as we always knew her, was a bit the same. In that way, it may have been that feminist generation, I don't know. Of course, Alice was the thing that intrigues me about her is and intrigued my sister. I remember Rosalind wondering in a phrase she used was that she wondered when Alice turned peculiar, because I think whether by peculiar she meant lesbian, I'm not perfectly sure, but she had this extraordinary relationship with Mrs. Horton,